Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Duncan, go grab a coffee. It's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. The official nice guy, good guy, College of the Holy Cross graduate and former star of the Fan Morning Show is Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. Hello, Ray. Ray, they're undefeated still. They made it through undefeated, huh?
Yeah, we got the Jim Colonies coming up this week, so big matchup in the round of 16.
Look at that. Look at that. Can they win the national championship at Holy Cross?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, they've got the team. Their quarterback's really good. He's a really good runner. I will say this. I don't like how they seed. I mean,
there we go, complaining.
The Yankee Conference or whatever it's called now, it's regarded as the best conference in the country. UNH tied for first place, yeah. And then we get them in the round of 16.
The one with, like, Villanova and James Madison in them?
Yeah. I mean, okay. It's like they're – I know North Dakota State wins it all the time, but I don't know that conference is as good. So they just sort of seed by region to keep the cost down. But
proactively complaining when his team's about to get blasted. I love it. That's good on you, Ray. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. How much should we read into or turning a corner? Or how do you phrase or look at the last three games of what Kenny Pickett has done?
I thought Monday night was a really significant step in his development because that was unfolding in a very similar fashion as to what happened against the Bengals, you know, the three and outs just looking terrible on offense. And then they're on third and nine. I mean, he just stands in the pocket, you know, the rush is coming, he sticks a throw, and then they finish it off. They go down, they make a few more plays on that drive. And I thought there was really a lot of growth there, you know, not only for Kenny Pickett, but for that offense too. So, you know, I don't want to go overboard, but like if I was the Steelers front office and I'm that coaching staff, I'm feeling really encouraged by what happened on Monday night. Now they gotta put together a consistent 60-minute effort. I mean, this stuff that goes on at the beginning of second halves, it can't continue. I mean, they gotta find answers to that. But that one drive and really that one drive won that game. I thought that was a great job by Kenny Pickett.
Ray, did the Steelers mess this up? Should Kenny Pickett have been the starter from the jump as soon as he got drafted?
Yeah, I mean, Dylan, there's two ways to look at that. I mean, we could be looking at Kenny Pickett only making his third NFL start. You know, right now, if they would have gone by what a lot of people thought they were going to do and, you know, made the change at the bye. So there's a couple of different ways to look at that. You know, I think, you know, we're into it now, so I say just embrace the positive. He's learning on the job. I think the drawback and what you're referring to is not being on the same page with Deontay Johnson. I think there's really like a stark contrast there in Kenny's comfort level thrown to George Pickens right now and the lack of a comfort level thrown to Deontay and some of those other guys. And I think you could just point to the fact that he didn't get a lot of work with Deontay, you know, since the spring. I think you know, some of that is some of that's on Deontay. Maybe they should have worked together more. Maybe they should have gotten together more in the summertime. But I get it. You know, they could have been further along if they had made this move. But there's two thoughts to that, right? You can be thrown into the fire. You could fail early. You don't know how that guy's going to react, or you could do it the way the Steelers have done it. I'm okay with it, but, I think the good thing is that, finally we're seeing some progress and, some development in his play.
Mike Tomlin seems to keep intimating, Ray, that the problem with Deontay Johnson is he's seeing the bulk of the coverages or tighter coverages than everybody else because he's their number one guy. Is that how you're seeing it? And do you think they'll continue to toe that line as the season progresses if Johnson continues to struggle?
Yeah, I mean, he is seeing the bulk of the double teams. I mean, they are playing a lot of two high safeties, so they're having to work the ball down the field. On occasion, up high, I was able to see one or two or maybe three times when they were single high, and, there were some opportunities to take a deep shot. But for the most part, these teams are just putting it on the Steelers to drive the length of the field and to continue to make plays. And I think that's why, we're seeing some breakdowns still, early in the game. When they had a chance to really take a stranglehold of that game, there was a holding call on Dan Moore. There was a penalty. There was a sack allowed by Dan Moore. I mean, you have to be consistent overall as an offense to be able to do that. Obviously, the Steelers just aren't there yet. So, again, good things. They scored in the first half, but I just need to see a more consistent 60-minute effort out of them. What they scored, 24 in that game, I think – guys easily could have been 34 or 35, the way the defense played early in that game and set them up with field position. So I think the offense is getting better, but as Mike Tomlin would say, there's a lot more meat on that bone.
Doran asked you about whether or not the Steelers handled the Kenny Pickett situation right. How do you feel like they handled the Najee Harris situation? Not going back to the draft, but with the injuries, having him play through the injuries, do you think that they've done right by him?
Yeah, we have yet to find out when this abdominal injury took place because he was not on the injury report at all last week. And to me, he looked ginger early in that game. I mean, they were liberally substituting for him early in that game. So I'm guessing it took place maybe on that first drive or second drive because they were getting Snell and Anthony McFarland in that game early. So, I'm not sure what's going on there. Obviously, a terrible season for Najee. In terms of the injuries, Snell comes in there. He averages more per rush than Najee did. Same with Anthony McFarland. I guess, if you want to put a positive spin on it, I think no matter who's in there that right now, that offensive line has a rhythm going and they're blocking it up pretty good for those guys. So another good game on the ground for those guys. But for Najee, just one of those years, you got to hope that he could heal up over the offseason and, maybe things will be different for him in 2023, but 2022 was not kind to him.
Fan Hotline, presented by Nemecolon around every corner. Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Ray Fittipaldo on that Fan Hotline. A friend and I were talking about this, right? And he made this statement to me. He said, when we're talking about Deontay Johnson, and it's funny you just brought this up. He said, good offensive coordinators get their number one guy open or find a way to do that. Is that true or is that false?
No, that's definitely true. There are ways that, you can find ways to get him open. But again, the Steelers just seem to be of the thought, okay, if they're going to double him, we're going to count on George Pickens to win, and we're going to count on Pat Freiermuth to win. And, neither of those guys had prolific games, but they each made a few plays here and there that helped the Steelers win that game. So Pickens, the third and nine, Pickens, the deep ball, the highlight reel catch that sets up the first touchdown. Freiermuth on that out where he runs up the sideline down to about the two. Those are all significant plays in the game. So the Steelers are just taking that tact. But, if you can go out through history, Jerry Rice was double covered for probably, 75% of his career in the 49ers and all those other teams found ways to get him the ball. The Steelers could do that with Deontay Johnson. I think they try to do that on an occasion. You saw how they got him involved early in that game. But for whatever reason, they just don't go back to it a lot throughout the game. So, you know, when he got those two catches, I think on the first two drives, I was thinking, okay, they're going to continue. They're going to try to find ways to get him the ball the entire game, and they just didn't do that. And some of that's on Deontay. I mean, he's got to catch that touchdown. He's got to make that play. But, yeah, they just seem content right now. If they're going to double cover 18, they're going to look for 14, and they're going to look for Armia.
Yeah, to kind of bounce off that a little bit with, you know, scheming things up for players to get open. What's your assessment of Matt Canada on Monday night? Was that his best game called of this season?
Again, I thought very similar to the Monday, or excuse me, to the Cincinnati game. I thought good first halves in both of those games, but I didn't like what I saw in the second half. And whether you want to blame it on the coordinator or not, Pickens had a couple of drops there early in the second half. I mean, I get it. I'm not going to blame Matt Canada for that. But whether it's the quarterback or whether it's the coordinator, you got to find a way to build off that momentum from the first half and play like that again in the second half. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to call the last 2 weeks his best performances, I'm fine with that. But they got to play more than one half if they're going to continue to grow as a football team.
Ray, 6.5 of Alex Highsmith's 10 sacks this year have come in games where he's playing opposite T.J. Watt. I'm not going to fault him for that. The question is more, are we seeing real tangible development from Alex Highsmith that he can truly become that guy on the edge, regardless of whether T.J. Watt is healthy or not?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Alex Highsmith had a really good game. I mean, getting that third down stop, the fourth down that basically ended the game. I mean, Highsmith makes that play because if the Colts get a first down there, they're going to call a timeout, and then they're going to have first down and plenty of time to, you know, for probably four or five shots at the end zone. So that was a huge play by Highsmith. You know, I think overall, you know, I got asked this question yesterday in my chat. You know, what kind of contract is Alex Highsmith going to command next season? I think it's a great question. I don't think he has the talent of like a Bud Dupree where he's going to command like $18 million on the open market. Like, I don't think he's that guy, but he's really good. And I think he's probably going to make over $10 million a year on that next contract. And what the Steelers have to decide is, can they afford, you know, to tie that much money up into their two edge rushers? I think what Alex Highsmith has going for him is Steelers don't have a lot of depth there. And do the Steelers really want to take a chance of drafting and developing another pass rusher when they have a really, really good one right now on Highsmith? So Steelers might have to bite the bullet there and pay that guy $10, $11, $12 million a year, you know, just so they have some continuity with their two edge guys going forward.
I would say yes, you would pay that guy if it's $10 million because you've got so many other needs that you need to address, Ray. Do you think he would maybe want to test the market, though? Because maybe the numbers are all that matters to people.
That's the danger, right? You go into the offseason, and there were probably people out there who didn't think Bud Dupree was worth $18 million a year. But the Tennessee Titans did, and the Tennessee Titans are paying him. And he's making that money, and there's a lot more guaranteed money being thrown around in free agency now. So that is really that's a good possibility, Adam. It's a really good point. If you allow him to test free agency the way they did with Terrell Edmonds last year, the way they're going to do with Devin Bush this year, if you let it get to that point with Alex Highsmith, there might be a renegade team out there that thinks he's going to be, you know, the next great edge rusher, and they're going to pay him as such. So, you know, Omar Khan has really good relationships with all these guys, with their agents. He's been pretty good about getting guys they want under contract. So we'll see what they can do with Highsmith.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Lastly, right now, you know this, Ray, Steelers at 4-7, six games left. At Atlanta, Baltimore at home. At Carolina, Vegas at home. At Baltimore, Cleveland at home. Six games left. The Steelers win how many and which ones?
I think I'll say 3-3, and I think they win Atlanta, they win Carolina, and they win one of those two Ravens games. I just think the Raiders are maybe a little bit better than their record indicates. You know, Deshaun Watson's going to be playing for the Browns. I think 3-3 is likely, But I think 4-2 would be a really, really good finish for this football team if they can make that happen. But I'm going to stick with 3-3 down the stretch.
7-10 overall, Ray.
Yep, 7-10.
All right. Thank you, Raymond. Go Crusaders. We're rooting for them this weekend. We hope that even though you proactively put it out there that they got jobbed by the bracket, we understand, we get it, we see where you're going with it.
It won't deter us.
Yeah. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk soon.
See you guys.
Bye. Ray Fittipaldo. Holy cross.
They're pretty good.
They are.
I think Ray's a hunter.
No, Ray is not a hunter.
No?
No.
No, he nurses baby deers back to life.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Baby deer.
With Ray's his own teats. Ray has no time to sit out in the cold.
None.
No. He is not that guy. Speaking of sitting out in the cold, two people were made to sit out in the cold for hours upon hours upon hours because, well, seemingly of a bad decision made by one of them, and it caught national news. And now we have the radio communication that involved them and a 911 operator. Wait until you hear this predicament that we went over just the other day and hear from inside what was happening. This is some of the most wild stuff you'll ever hear, and it's coming up next. And then Kenny Pickett. What if they had played it a bit different? We get into that at 8:30. A very good morning from the Fan Morning Show. Go back and check out our Twitter poll, by the way, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. And I need to tell you about QC Kinetics. I tell you about them all the time because there's a lot of people experiencing joint pain. There just are, right? Your shoulders hurt, your back hurts, your knees hurt, all of it. They've got appointments right now in Robinson and in Cranberry. What is QC Kinetics? I've had people ask me this. What do they do? Well, advanced regenerative medicine and restores and repairs damaged joint tissues. It gives you your life back. You want to go out, you want to go to holiday gatherings, you want to go ice skating again, you just want to be out and walk around the mall, right? QC Kinetics is the place for you. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime, no surgery, none of that. 724-201-4230. They've got appointments this coming week. You get in touch with them now, and you'll be squared away. That's QC Kinetics in Robinson and in Cranberry, 724-201-4230.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did the Steelers handle the quarterback situation right all the way back in, well, early fall and even in through the end of summer? We get into that just a couple minutes from now. One story, I tell you these stories all the time that I swear I'm a magnet for stuff that only happens in outlier, weird, crazy situations. And I saw on Facebook memories, one happened to me, and I totally forgot about this till I saw it this morning on that Facebook and stuff that pops up 7 years ago. One of the most, I felt like candid camera, and I'll tell you what that is coming up at about 8:45 today. I was just sitting at a nice dinner, and I just couldn't believe it. But right now, Dorn, you were out, but you saw this story. Everybody saw it nationally. Plane, little Cessna-type plane, Piper plane, I don't know what kind of, small one, two-seater, flying from White Plains, New York to Gaithersburg, Maryland the other night. Guy's flying, all of a sudden, bang, plane stops as he's approaching the Gaithersburg airport. He flew into power lines. It got embedded in those power lines. The power lines did not juice his plane. It didn't destroy it either. He was stuck 150 feet in the air, he and his passenger. They're sitting up there. The whole country's captivated by this. Like, oh my gosh. They're up there for hours, like 6-7 hours. They get a bucket truck, a cherry picker. They go up and they rescue this guy. It is a very intricate operation because they don't want this to tumble to the ground. The 911 tapes are out now. Here we go.
What's the address of the emergency?
I've flown into a tower.
Okay. That's a start. I've flown into a tower.
Mm.
Now, you think, well, cat stuck in a tree, maybe guy needs stitches. I don't know, my hot water heater blew up. Can you send the fire department over? You don't sign up for work as the 911 operator that day or ever and think, I've flown into a tower, is what you're going to get.
It's not on your bingo card.
We continue.
To the northwest of Gaithersburg Airport, it's one of the electrical towers, and believe it or not, the aircraft is pinned in the tower.
Okay. So that's the pilot talking to the 911.
Remarkably calm.
Yeah.
I mean,
he continues, though, but go ahead.
He left out a little details at first. Well, he might have said it before we played the clip, but as he said, I've flown into a tower, and I'd have been like, well, what do you mean? Like, on a parachute? Like,
yeah,
no, an airplane. Then he proceeded to say, my aircraft. And then if I was the responder, I'd be like, what?
Yeah, here he is. Ready?
Pinned in the tower. And I don't know how long we're going to be able to stay here.
Look, I'm really getting worried. The plane is definitely moving from the wind.
That's his wife.
So tail first to the ground, and that would not be a survivable distance.
If we fell to the ground, it would not be a survivable distance.
The plane is definitely moving from the wind.
Go tail first to the ground, and that would not be a survivable distance.
Okay, so they're on speakerphone now. With 911.
Both of them so calm.
Yeah.
Totally a visibility issue. We're looking for the airport. I descended to the minimum altitude, and then apparently I got down a little bit lower than I should have.
Yeah, you surely did, pal. A little bit lower. Or you should have stayed higher. One of the two. Wherever you did, it was the wrong altitude.
And how calm he is saying this.
Whenever they said the 911 calls are going to be released, I expected to, oh my gosh, my man was just cool about it.
I would have lost my mind.
You think he's remaining calm because he knows he's kind of somewhat at fault for this thing? Like, you screw up at home and you go to your wife and you're like, hey, listen, I kind of screwed this thing up. You don't go waving your arms.
No, because I'm probably
going
to die.
I think he's remaining calm because I know people who are pilots and they're all wired like that.
That's true. That's a good call. Ice like water in the veins.
My buddy flies a helicopter. He has his own helicopter. He's real wired straight ahead like that. You think of Mr. Rooney,
yeah,
who flew his own plane all over the place, the ambassador. He was tough to frazzle. You know, that's just how he was wired. You think of the people you know, if you know any, who are pilots. Most of them are you want on your side if something weird breaks out because they're unflappable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also think they might have been afraid to emote because they don't want to shift the plane.
Oh,
there's that too.
I'd be keeping my voice down. I'm sure it has nothing to do with it. I'd be like, listen, get me the hell out of here.
Jeez.
Call somebody.
But I just, the very first part of this.
What's the address of the emergency?
I've flown into a tower.
I don't really have an address, honey.
Yeah.
Where I am is in a pole.
Let me send you my location.
Right. Let me drop a pin on you.
I'm coming from the North Pole. I got a long night ahead of me.
My God.
How did this end up?
They went up and they got him.
They just got him.
Yeah, electric company guys and paramedics, rescue people, went up on a big crane with a cherry picker and pulled them out.
Oh, my God.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Goodness. Yes. Yes. Couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine just sitting there just being like, all right, if we just move a little bit, we're done.
Yeah, it's finished. It's over. It's a non-survivable fall, is what he said. And he was probably right. All right, coming up next, did the Steelers handle the quarterback? What a transition. Huh. Did they handle the quarterback situation right? 412-928-9370. We get into all of that. First, though, it's December. Will be tomorrow. Richard Bazzi and his staff, they've got it all for you at Schultz Ford. F-150s, Edges, Explorers, Escapes, EcoSports. $1,000 off on a lot of vehicles that are out there. Holiday coupons, you can find them, SchultzFord.com. Red Tag sales event for all pre-owned vehicles. They've got over 400 on the lot right now. So check them out. Three great locations, Schultz Ford Wexford, Schultz Ford Harbor, Schultz Ford South and West Mifflin, or always online, SchultzFord.com. I thought that was the midweek morning mouth off music for a minute, Crowley. It kind of sounds a little bit like it.
Well, mouth off then.
And no, we'll let Kenny Pickett mouth off.
Listen, it's reading the room. It's just, you know, knowing what we need. I think everyone was dialed. Everyone was locked in on what we had to do. You know, there's no rah-rah speech that's going to go put the ball in the end zone. So, you know, you just kind of have that look about you, and everybody else responds that way. And it was, you know, it was business. So it was an unbelievable drive. Great drive to get in there. And then, you know, get the two-point conversion.
Great job by him. No interceptions the past 3 weeks. He's only thrown for one touchdown, but he's found his way into the end zone with his legs, too. He's taking care of the football. They're 2-1 in the past couple weeks. It's high time for Kenny Pickett, and it's high time that he's kind of turned a corner, a lot of people are saying. Rafe DiPaolo just told us that. A lot of people are on that Pickett train right now. And he's playing well. I think if you look at the evolution in his play, what he's done against New Orleans, what he did against Cincinnati, and what he did against Indianapolis, it looks like the game is definitely on an uptick, right? And it begs the question, I think, if you're a sports talk radio host, because you're always looking for not necessarily controversy, but something more to the conversation, if you can find it, is did the Steelers, err by not necessarily giving him this shot earlier? Could that timeline have been pushed back? And instead of being 4-7, maybe being 5-6, maybe even being 6-5. I seem to think they could have.
Yeah, his progression would be a lot further. I mean, and we talked about this earlier, and Chris, you're like, he may be a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know if they're not 4-7 with Mitch Trubisky as well.
But even if Kenny Pickett is a little bit better than Mitch Trubisky, which I think he has been, and I think that even if Mitch would have made it this long, that Kenny Pickett would have been better if you would obviously go against each other. I think that you have erred because he should have been starting the whole entire time. Even if he was neck and neck with Mitch Trubisky, performance-wise, that is your first-round quarterback. That is your future. He should have been starting from April, as soon as he got drafted until now.
Yeah, and I think the error here for the Steelers was deciding right out of the gate that Trubisky was going to be the guy and the three-man competition was just a farce, and that I think their plan was to hold almost redshirt Pickett. And that even if he were going to take over from Trubisky, it seemed the plan was let's wait until the bye week, right? We'll break the glass in case of emergency then if Trubisky isn't good enough. And instead, Mike Tomlin panicked halfway through the Jets game and said, nope, we're going to him now. And as Crowley mentioned earlier, I don't think it did Kenny Pickett any great service to insert him into the middle of a game, not giving him a full week to get ready. But in my opinion, I would have held off as long as humanly possible, even if it meant waiting until the end of the season, once you decide to lay the groundwork of Trubisky's our guy, regardless of anything else that happens.
I just don't understand why you would draft a quarterback in round one. And even if you don't make him the starter from day one, why don't you give him a legitimate opportunity to prove his worth?
I would have made him the starter even if he went 0-17. I would have taken the, if I would have taken a first round quarterback, I would not have taken any quarterback in the first round, Kenny Pickett included. But now you're here and they did it. And I'm not the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they did it and they took a quarterback in the first round. I would have started him from day one.
Yeah, and I agree. Once you insert Kenny Pickett in as your starting quarterback, you never look back.
No,
right?
not once I insert him. Once I draft him, I never look back.
Okay.
That's a different story for me. That's where I am. Once I take him on draft day in the first round, I never look back.
Did Mike Tomlin really panic, though, whenever he put Kenny Pickett in, or was that a good decision at the time that he did it, they should have did it before?
I love the way Kenny Pickett played in the second half of that game, even though he threw three picks. Like, he played almost with reckless abandon, right? And that's what I wanted to see, as opposed to what we'd seen from Trubisky in the first 3.5 games. So I didn't mind the fact that he went out there and was attacking things. And I think after that, they dialed him back a bit, right? We started to get Kenny looking more like Mitch and playing more conservatively. I think between that, the second half against the Jets, and Monday night, I didn't see enough to tell me, hey, he's going to be that guy that attacks things and gives me the wow plays. Like we talked about last week, Dorn, he gave me that on Monday night. He gave me at least one, if not two, of those moments.
I don't think Mike Tomlin necessarily panicked, but he did move off his plan.
Yeah.
He definitely did not want Kenny Pickett to play until after the bye week, but realized they were in big trouble against the Jets. And it was more about Mitch Trubisky to me than it was about Kenny Pickett. And I don't think you should ever be viewing Kenny Pickett in that silo if you're Mike Tomlin. You need to be a little bit more measured than that, than to say, oh, Mitch Trubisky stinks, so let's go to Kenny. Mm-hmm. It should be more about Kenny, and that's why they should have given him a chance to start from the beginning.
Well, the biggest thing in hindsight that you go back and you look at is it was a farce, and it was a lie. There was no true quarterback competition in camp. Because they both walked in essentially on the same timeline, so you can't say, and Kenny Pickett isn't known as somebody who doesn't grasp a playbook, so you can't say that a playbook grasp had something to do with it.
Right.
Mitch Trubisky, it was new to him. I could have lived with it probably more if Mason Rudolph would have grabbed the job from Kenny Pickett, and the deciding factor would have been, all right, this is a guy that's already been here, he knows the system. Mike Tomlin screwed this up. And I think, because if he would have started the timeline earlier on Pickett, I just think he would have been better right now. But also, like, it just didn't make sense to lie to the people and say we're having a competition. It never happened.
They never should have signed Mitch Trubisky, in my opinion. And then whenever they did, I was on the train of, you know, Mitch Trubisky, this might revitalize his career. He does have capability of going there and winning games. And I thought he was going to do good this year once they did sign him. But if we go all the way back, that was a botched signing. They should have never signed him. They should have lived with Mason Rudolph. They should have, and obviously, Dwayne Haskins at the time, should have lived with those guys. If they had their minds on drafting a quarterback, draft that guy and start him from beginning. That's where I think things got really.
If you were going to go with a veteran stopgap, so to speak, which I think is what Trubisky was, you either didn't have to sign one because you had Rudolph, or if you were going to get one, you had to either commit to that guy right out of the gate, which apparently they did with Trubisky, or say, we're going to roll with that guy the whole way through the year and let Pickett redshirt. And again, they middled it and muddled it, in my opinion.
Like, I'm not the biggest Kenny Pickett fan. I'm not. Believe me. But I do think if he would have started all year, they'd at least have one more win.
Yep.
I agree. He would have taken his lumps earlier, and I think he would have won the Miami game. I don't think he makes those throws late in the game. And I do think he has a different shot in – he would have – if he would have played the whole game, I think he would have beat the Jets. One of those two games.
Yeah, I mean, well, you just – the three games that he played early – or the three games he just played where he didn't turn the ball over, shift those up now
right.
three games.
Maybe.
And I also so you've don't got know. Time on the back end to maybe make up for it.
I also don't know if he beat Cincinnati in overtime in week one. I mean, Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky didn't have a lot to do with that. A bad long snapper had a lot to do with
that.
It
had a huge play. Minkah Fitzpatrick had a lot to right. do with it as well. But I don't know if a rookie quarterback in his first start goes out and beats the reigning AFC champ on the road to open the season.
I think that's fair. Trubisky didn't turn the ball over in that game. And Kenny Pickett, when he did start, when he did get his feet under him now to play in the NFL, he did turn the ball over.
Yeah, but they were desperate at that point. At the beginning of the year, they wouldn't have been desperate. It would have been a different game plan. They'd have been conservative. They probably would have went. It probably would have played out just like it did with Trubisky.
Chase Claypool was their leading rusher in that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't go there that Kenny Pickett wouldn't have turned the ball over in that game because he threw eight interceptions in his first three games.
No, it's a very fair point. It's a very fair point.
They're desperate. They're pushing him
it's just,
to throw.
I think Mike Tomlin botched this. I just do. And look, I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't think that they win the AFC North, but I do think they probably have more wins if they would have started Pickett from maybe just one more.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would have started Pickett from the beginning. Top of the hour, Wednesdays with Whaley. We talked to Doug. Coming up next, there's a long list of things that only happen to me in life. I swear, it would never happen to another person. It's the 7th anniversary of something that was so uncomfortable that I'm still thinking about it to this day and going, I can't believe that happened. That's coming up next here. You'll hear it next. Memories. They give you, well, memories. And they bring you back to moments in which that you may have forgotten about or ones in which you remember and you're brought into and you see a picture from 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 3 years ago, and you go, oh, that was such a great time. And, man, thank you for reminding me. And it's, you know, it's a nice archive. 1 year ago on this day or 6 years ago. Well, today is the last day of November. So 7 years ago on this day, which I don't know what that had been, 2015, it reminded me, a Facebook memory reminded me today. And it was a story that I just typed out on Facebook. And this was the wildest thing, and it could only happen to me. So my wife and I, we went to dinner at an okay place. Not like the fanciest place, but not like a fast food place. A sit-down place with waitresses and things. So we're sitting there, and there's a couple that are probably early 70s next to us. Two couples. And the tables are, the pandemic hadn't happened yet. It's a regular restaurant here. And the tables are probably, I don't know, 6 feet apart or so. And they're sitting at a table. We're sitting at a table in the dining room. And the guy, he's not being flip or mean about it, but he says to the waitress, he goes, hey, there's no holiday music, huh? What's going on? And I guess she said, well, you know, sir, I don't control it. It comes down from, I don't know, Muzak or whatever the hell. It's some system, some satellite. It's from corporate or whatever, or from the owner of the company. But, yeah, and she said, and plus it's, you know, it's November 30th. I would guess that probably it gets turned on tomorrow where they flip it to Christmas, right? And so there are two couples, and the guy's like, you know, and she walks away, and the guy says to the other guy of the two couples, it'd be much more festive if they had Christmas music. I mean, we come out on, and I believe it was like a weekend night, Friday or whatever. I don't know. And he says, it'd be much more festive if we had some Christmas music. I mean, we came out for a nice holiday drink and a nice dinner and whatever. So my man pulls out his cell phone, and this is a crowded dining room in a nice place, sets it on the table, full blast on his cell phone. I don't know if he had Spotify, doubt it because he's like 70-something, probably just banging YouTube out there, like this, emanating from his cell phone. He is sitting 7 feet from me, and I'll never forget Nat King Cole. This starts playing. As the regular music, which like whatever Rod Stewart's right. very low in the is playing.
Oh, they were listening to Pony and Muller.
Yeah,
right,
right. That's playing in the dining room. This guy sets his cell phone on the table and it's playing real loud through the air. And they're just sitting having their dinner. And they're a little older, so I don't know how well they can hear. And his cell phone is just crushing this out,
banging
through the dining room. What's your play?
Well, it would depend on what mood I was in.
And he played at least, it didn't just end here.
A few songs?
Yeah. We were luckily ahead of them dinner-wise. I was finishing up my coffee and things, and then the check came, took care of that, and we were gone. When we left, he was on his third or fourth song.
I mean, you guys know me. I'm a smart ass. I start requesting songs. Hey, if you're going to play music, can I get a little Jingle Bells?
You would go up to the guy and
he's 7 feet away from me, right? He's probably at the next table.
He was at
over.
The next table. Yes.
Oh, it would depend on what mood I was in. But if I was in a regular mood, I would.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It would have been like, put your damn phone away. Like, there's other people here. I want to talk. I want to converse right. with the people that I'm with and enjoy my night without listening to Nat King
and
Cole.
You know,
I didn't ask for this.
A cell phone, it doesn't come out in stereo. Like, it was really like cell phone.
Sounds a little
yes.
tinny.
Yeah, mono.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, put your phone away.
What's your play, Crowley?
They're elderly. I'm letting them have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do your thing. I like your move, though, Chris. I do. Because you get in on it. You let them know yeah. you're aware of the situation. Then maybe they'll say something like, oh, I'm sorry. Is this bothering you? Be like, yeah, maybe you turn it down. That's the play. Doran's storming over and kicking an old guy in the face.
Well, it's such a self-centered move. Like, you're not the only person in the building. You're not the only person eating dinner and trying to enjoy your night. I have 3 kids. What if I want to get out with my lady and actually have a night away where I don't want to listen to Christmas music whenever it's November?
Them kids making me mad. What if it's an elderly guy and the music's really loud?
The waitresses were at, like, the waitress stand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which was over-situated in the corner of the dining room. And they were pointing and kind of trying to formulate a plan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily the time, and I didn't say a word to the guy. It was like, man, this is.
Because you were in and out. You're about to leave.
I was about to left, finishing my coffee.
You just got there.
Yes.
What would you do?
Man, I don't know. That's why I'm putting it out to the public. 412-928-9370. Text us. What would you do?
I would ask the waitress, be like, can you please tell the gentleman a couple.
This
Tables
is a
over.
Shared dining room.
Yes.
It's not his.
Yes,
that's a fair response.
If I wasn't in the mood to listen, like there, I mean, I could have been gone either way. I could have been like, all right, this is a part of the atmosphere.
I couldn't. He reached into, and here's the thing: he was such an old timer. He had his cell phone in the inside jacket pocket.
Nice.
Like he had a sport jacket on. He had his cell phone on the inside pocket. He pulled out. He set it flat on the table, and he put his reading glasses on, and he started scrolling, and then played it, and then it just. It hit. It just went. Like,
I'm jealous. I never thought of that at a restaurant where I didn't like the music.
Please don't do that.
And the white, they just smiled and they're like, ah. The one, I think the other guy was a bit like, man,
yeah.
This is a bit over the top, Fred.
I mean, it's like taking your shoes off on an airplane. It's like, this isn't like, you know, this isn't just your world. Like, you know, I'm not just living in your world. This is our world. So the rules of. Going to dinner are the rules of going to dinner.
But my point before when I said maybe he's an elderly guy with who's hard of hearing.
I don't care how old you are.
Is maybe he thinks it's not loud enough for everybody else to hear. It just takes somebody.
He obviously is thinking about himself. I don't care. You're not entitled to this. This is my area too.
Wants to hear a little Nat King Cole at his table.
Go in your car.
Trying to entertain his party.
Get in your
all.
Car. Take your to-go container in your car and eat.
Dorian, big fan of old people who can't hear.
No, that's not it. You know it's about everybody else too.
He would have said, if this was 1958, I'd rap you in your face. And he would have said rap, too. Yeah,
he probably said he would have been scared. If it was 1958, he'd have said a lot of things else. Meat being in a restaurant. That's what makes me mad about it. That's why I'm fired up.
Why are you painting this guy like that?
I'm fired up now because
you
who knows what
you don't need to paint this guy like that.
I
like,
what's going through his head?
No, you're making everybody. He ain't talking about water fountains and stuff.
He might.
No, he is not. Yeah, he's one of those guys. Just eating his dinner.
This is my world. You can't sit here.
60,
I
man.
Know,
I mean, I'm upset. Jeez. I mean, get out of here with that. You're going to play your music. This isn't your place. Just stay home and listen to music. Play it on your stereo system.
Man, you're a Scrooge. You're a Scrooge.
I mean, Scrooge, yeah. If it was December, it was November.
Do you remember? Anyway, so I was, I just kind of quietly left weirdly. I don't know how it played out, though. It irks me to this day. It's 7 years. It haunts me to this day. What transpired in that restaurant after we left?
I bet because you somebody told him to turn it off.
It was packed.
What if it's not Christmas music? Like, what if he sits down and he just starts playing whatever tune he wants to play?
Sinatra.
Rap music.
Does it change? Yeah.
What if Doran sits down next to him and starts playing Migos?
Right. Why can't I play a country song, though?
You could play country. Just whatever you want to play nice and loud, but you're worried about this guy being offended, so.
Well, if you play Migos, and considering you've already painted this man a Klansman.
Right.
Probably won't go over well.
Oh my goodness. I tell you what, this guy is just self-centered.
It was at the very least, no matter where you come down on it, it was awkward because I've never seen it before. Never. It was wild as hell.
You're putting me in a spot.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just your place. I'm real stern on this.
It was wild. It was. I just said to my wife too as we were walking the car. I'm glad I'm not in a position. I'm glad I'm not in this anymore.
Right.
I'm glad the time fell where we're on our way out of the restaurant because I don't know what I would do. Anyway, what a discussion. That stuff only happens to me though. Only.
Glad it doesn't happen to me.
Wednesdays with Whaley. Coming up next, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too. You're going to find it Sun Chevrolet. Morning rain, afternoon high in the mid-40s.
That's the weather. Doran Dickerson here from Noah Gabriel Company Jewelers. My coach has always expected 110% effort from me on every single play, and that's what you could expect after you purchase a diamond from Noah Gabriel Company Jewelers. Check this out. If you want to trade in your original purchase for a different size, a different shape, rest easy with 110% lifetime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.